This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with our weekly visit focusing on the news from the world of American farmers, small farmers, family farmers, the connection farmers have to food, obviously, and the families that eat the food. We get into the new season. It's exciting for a lot of people to be able to plant seeds and watch them grow, whether it be the family or the farm. I've never, ever lost my enthusiasm for growing things, watching things grow, whether it be corn or hay, timothy, the calves that are born every year. It's a fascinating thing. It really, I mean, the fascination comes more probably in understanding how really amazing the world is and how things grow and where they come from and that sort of stuff. And so with that in mind, I have a couple of things in the news department here that are especially important. That's why I start each of our visits with important news and information. And one wonders, actually, I didn't realize this till I researched it this week, who controls the world's food supply? The seed monopolies that we've allowed to be created, not only here in our country, but all around the world. And the seed laws that have been passed that, you know, because the big ag companies are so powerful, lawyers and lobbyists in Washington have gotten the Congress to pass laws criminalizing farmers for using diverse crops. And so the food security things that we talk about, the seed sovereignty information that you should have, understanding how this is a very dangerous situation that we find ourselves in, frankly. When you go back in history for thousands of years of human agriculture, the nature of seed, the capacity of the seeds to reproduce themselves, have prevented it from becoming commodified. It was grown, the seeds re-sown by farmers, the seeds were freely exchanged and shared with families, people from different towns, different parts of the country, different parts of the world. All of that changed in America in the 1990s when laws were passed to protect the new bioengineered crops. So as a result of that, we now have four, count them, one, two, three, four companies that dominate these staggering, I mean, think about it. The world's food supply, what we eat, is now controlled basically by four companies. Bayer, Corteva, Lima Grain, and new to this foursome is ChemChina. Yep. The Chinese are now involved and have become the fourth largest seed manufacturer, if that's what you want to call it, seed dispensary, and seed controlling. Imagine, you want the Chinese government to control the food you eat? That's where this is going. That's where this is headed. These monopolies dominate the global food supply. Seeds that are what feed us and feed the animals that we eat are now under the, we have four of them, and we've allowed the government of our country and the governments around the world have given them control over our food supply. The question of who produces new plant varieties is critical. And these people are dominating, and they push everybody else out of the way. I buy seed corn for my cows, silage corn, from an open-pollinated outfit down in Pennsylvania, as they don't have any connection. The big guys try to buy them up, just put them out of business, and they're family farmers. They don't want to sell. Not only are the channels through which seeds can be exchanged and distributed narrowing, seeds themselves are becoming much less diverse. 75% of the world's crop varieties have disappeared since the 1990s when this law was put into effect. Why do we let this happen? The adapted crops being replaced by standardized varieties so they grow everywhere in our country and everywhere around the world. So what's that going to do? What's the consequence here for food security, especially as the planet gets a little warmer every year? Major producers, genetically modified seeds, bioengineering that takes place with these companies. Usually buyers have to sign agreements that prohibit them from saving the seeds from their crops to exchange or resow the following year, which is how it all used to work. And so now the World Trade Organization is requiring member states, which pretty much everybody in the world, to have some form of legislation. This is how powerful these companies are, protecting plant varieties for these four companies. More and more of them are fulfilling the requirement by signing up to the International Union for Protection of New Varieties of Plants, which limits the production, sale, and exchange of seeds. Period. End of story. The restrictions encourage no innovation. The monopoly that they have, the profits that they're making. I don't have a problem with profits, but I do have a problem with monopolies because it always ends up in something that's not good for the consumer by any stretch of the imagination. So what's going to happen in the next 10 or 15 years would be my question. The varieties that you as a family farmer develop that have nothing to do with any of these companies. Maybe you've handed them down through generations. I know my friend, the produce guy up the street, he has been growing a lot of the same stuff from his own seeds. Tomatoes, I mean, you name it. Anything's got a seed in it. They dry them and they replant them. So, plant variety protection, marketing laws, and the way the countries forbid the sale and even the sharing of seeds that haven't been certified to meet the standards of these four companies, man, this is sick. It really is. With all of the history that we have, the wave of consolidation now, giving just a few large companies control, proprietary control over all the systems of seeds. And along with that, digital technology. So there's a congressional investigation now, after 30 some odd years, on some of the things that big tech is forcing the farmer to do, which is it's appropriate. The food system has been fertile ground for rising concentration. The number of dominant firms, as I've just suggested in the last few minutes, the four companies that are in charge of the seed supply. And these are all cartels. The big players have been allowed to engage in anti-competitive mergers, practices that are just totally unfriendly to food lovers, to agricultural entities, to family farms. And so we've got a lot of these biotech firms and food manufacturers that are, you know, in cahoots with the big grocery stores, the big, you know, the chains like General Foods. And I find this, it makes me sick to my stomach. Really. ChemChina and the consolidation, they're buying up as many. They could be the biggest outfit in the next 4 or 5 years because they're buying up everybody else with money that comes from the American consumer because we were stupid enough to buy all of these things, move the greedy corporations over to China so they make everything cheaper. And now you're going to see the disruption of the food supply system. You are going to see the disruption of the food supply system. That's what's going to happen. I guarantee it. Guarantee the disruption of the food. I mean, kudos to those of you who keep your seeds and grow from the same circumstance every year. God love you. I think that's a fabulous thing to be doing. But you can tell by my tone, I'm pretty upset about what's going on, with good reason, I think. All right, take a deep breath, Doug, and let's help people lose some weight. You've eaten all this bad food that you didn't produce. You went out and had too many extracurricular meals maybe over the earlier part of the year, so you put on an extra few pounds. Now it's time for you to lose them and keep them off, and that's what you can do. You want to be healthy and in shape for all the work you got to do this spring, this summer, this fall. So go to toploss.com and check out Calitrin. Calitrin is the natural weight loss formula. No stimulants in it, no drugs, no gluten, nothing that's bad for you. It's only good. That's why I talk about it on the air, because I only want to endorse products that are good, that are healthy, that are natural. And that goes across the board for anything that I talk about, anything I endorse, because I use it myself. I use Calitrin. Every single night before I go to bed, I take four capsules, not because I'm trying to lose weight, but because I think it's good for me in lots of other ways, because collagen protein is very important. That's the main ingredient. Digestive enzymes, good for your gut. It's all the health that you have is in your gut. So let's maintain that healthy body, or get it back to being a healthy body by sticking to the program that Calitrin will happy to enlighten you to. All you got to do is go to their website, toploss.com. That's toploss.com. When you check out buying as many things, there's a special spring formulation for buying Calitrin. You'll like it. You can check it out when you go to the website. Use the DJV code when you check out for the best deals and for no shipping charges. That's Calitrin. To lose the weight the natural way and keep it off, at toploss.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. Moving back into the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, reminding you of the stuff that's done here on the American Family Farmer Show every week, calling attention to a lot of hidden stories, to things that are in the background of farming. You know about them oftentimes, but maybe some of the things I talk to you about, hopefully you don't know about. That's the value of the program is. So when it comes to backgrounds on people who can help make your life better in so many different ways, that's what we do here. Tell stories about successful farms and farming, and that's the mainstay. That's why I think we've done as well as we have to have as many stations as we do. It's just good information to help you slog your way through the difficulties of being an American family farmer. Check it out at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now in the American Family Farmer Program this week is Mark McBrine, who is the farm-to-table food service manager at Mountain View Correctional Facility in Charleston, Maine. So what is your background? How did you get involved in the prison system? And I'm guessing that it has to do with food. So take us back to how you got started in your connection, Mark, will you?
Well, my wife and I and our children have been farming for over 20 years, have an organic farm that was very active. We did about 5 farmers markets, sold to natural food stores, involved in CSAs and some of the senior farm shares, part of that program. We worked for about 12 years specifically farming with no other source of income. So that was definitely something that was a passion to me. My dad was a superintendent of schools. My mom taught school. When they retired, they wanted to be part of our farm. They both had been raised on farms. Both of my grandparents were farmers. And they wanted to get back into that. They purchased a piece of property that joined our farm. Ended up coming, became involved, started working, doing some of the markets and different parts of the duties that we had. But it came to a time in 2009 that we found out that my dad had brain cancer. Ooh. And so needed more care as time went on. We were determined to not put him into a facility. We wanted him to be able to be at home. So we made the commitment as a family to work with my mom around the clock, taking care of him. And because of that, in 2010, I needed to cut back on some of the things that we were doing market-wise. And I took a position at the correctional facility here at Mountain View, worked as a correctional officer with the intent of getting into the kitchen eventually. About a year and a half later, I ended up moving into the kitchen. But during that time, it was a 2.5-year period. We worked, you know, around the clock, taking turns as a family, taking care of my dad until he passed, and then it meant that we had to cut some things out, cut some markets out. Some of the children took over certain duties while I was working at the facility. I just needed to have something that was a constant income with the time that I knew my hours and knew that I could help when it was my turn, helping my mom. And so we just made those choices. We don't regret it. Soon after that, my wife's dad needed the same care. So we've kind of spent the last 11 years just doing elder care for our parents. And all of our parents now have passed, and I've got enough time into the correctional system and have been able to, I'm now the food service manager, have worked on starting a intensive vegetable production program where we incorporate these things into our menu and donate to food pantries. And so I'm kind of here now, and we still have our farm, but we don't operate it to the level anywhere near what we did, and have a lot of things that we look forward to doing here at Mountain View.
You know, it's a very interesting story. The reason I have folks like you on is to give people inspiration who are on the farms who think they can't make it, and there are lots of different ways of making it, and I like I think the story that we'll continue to tell, not only about you and your farm, but what you've done on the facility there in terms of growing food and providing food for the people who are inmates, kind of a good story. We'll continue. Mark McBrine is with us from Maine on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
48-year-old Kimberly Potter, the former Minnesota police officer, has been charged with second-degree manslaughter in the shooting death of Dante Wright. Ms. Potter shot Mr. Wright as police attempted to arrest Dante for an armed robbery warrant after a traffic stop. Potter is out on bail after posting a $100,000 bond. Her first court appearance is scheduled for Thursday. A group of House Democrats is expected to announce a bill on Thursday that seeks to add 4 more seats to the U.S. Supreme Court, expanding it from 9 to 13 justices. Earlier this month, President Biden made another executive order, this time forming a commission to study expanding the court. Representative Matt Gaetz, the Republican from Florida, announced Wednesday a six-figure ad buy for a spot that takes aim at CNN as part of a plan to help him fight back at mounting sexual misconduct allegations. Gaetz is under federal investigation following sex trafficking allegations, and the House Ethics Committee also opened an inquiry. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As the border crisis continues to spiral out of control, several U.S. governors are telling the Biden administration, not in my backyard, to illegal immigrants. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Department of Health and Human Services is reportedly spending about $60 million a week to care for unaccompanied minors crossing the southern border. Federal officials continue to look for more space to house these children, looking to quickly build emergency facilities. Several Republican governors have sent the message that they won't be accepting any illegal immigrants in their states. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is one of those governors. She tells Fox News that she will turn down any request from federal officials to send illegal aliens to South Dakota.
There is always a request made, to the states where the federal government will put the request in and ask. And what I have determined by watching the actions of this president is that he is making America unsafe. These are people that are crossing our border illegally. We do not know who they are. Multiple news sources have told us that we have people on the terrorist watch list. They're getting into this country this way, and they're not going to find a place here in South Dakota.
On average, the United States accepts 1.18 million legal immigrants per year. The U.S. Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee will hold an April 22nd hearing on President Biden's three nominees to serve on the U.S. Postal Board of Governors. Wednesday's announcement comes after the United States Postal Service in March outlined a proposed 10-year strategic plan that would slow current first-class delivery standards and raise some prices to counter the $160 billion deficit over time. USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet.
All right, moving back into our focus on the farm to table food service management up in Mountain View Correctional Facility in Charleston, Maine. So what is this, a hardcore prison? Is this medium security prison? What's it like taking yourself away from your job and just thinking about working in that atmosphere? Tell people a little bit about how you feel when you go to work every day. What do you feel comfortable? Is everything copacetic, or sometimes do you wonder about the people that you're around?
We're a medium correctional facility in one part of our facility here and a minimum on the other part. When they transfer into the minimum facility, then they're working towards work release. A lot of them go out to jobs when COVID's not taking place. And so there's quite a wide range. You know,
you've
got
some land. Now, you have land there on the facility's grounds, and are you working with some of the inmates to teach them how to be farmers and be bakers and be cooks? Is that part of what you do?
Yes, definitely. We've really tried to create a situation. When I took over as food service manager, we started to really try to think of every way we could to really use whole foods instead of processed foods. And we've been able to do this and train people at the same time. We now bake all of our own bread, all of our rolls. We make English muffins, we make bagels, we make pita pockets, you know, everything. Everything is made by these apprentices that are working in this bakery program that we started. And not only the bakery, but, you know, the cooking that takes place. We have been able to work with our dietitian, and, you know, a lot of times people think they're limited by their budget, they're limited by what the menu says, but a lot of times it's just a matter of using some creativity. We've definitely taken a scratch cooking whole foods approach that we used for raising our seven children at home, and we have found that often by using this approach, we purchase, for instance, potatoes now from a Maine farmer in 50-pound bags. We've been able to get in some equipment because of the money we've saved. We've been able to purchase some equipment that we can make our own home fries, make our own French fries, make all of our own potato products we purchase from this Maine farmer. We buy cheese from Pineland Dairy here, which is a processing place in Bangor that uses all Maine milk, makes cheese. We couldn't usually afford to get $8.99 or $9.99 cheese that they sell at the grocery store, but I talked to them and asked if there was something that they had that was harder for them to get rid of, we might be able to work with them, and they were very pleased to help us out. They have some, you know, they have some product that is some of the sampling they do and testing that it's perfectly USDA, you know, approved, but it's not something they can package to take to the grocery store. So we were able to get that at $2 a pound, and we couldn't buy American processed cheese food that really isn't even real. Jeez. You know, it's not cheese. And
it's not American, and it's not cheese. It comes in a bag from Russia with all of the whey, the big plastic bags. It's ridiculous that they call it American cheese because it's crap. Anyway, yeah, good. That's a good call.
I agree 100%. It's not something I would give to my family. So we did away with these type of things, and we're able to give a good product, and we're able to, you know, use it, make our own, you know, if we're going to make macaroni and cheese, we're making it with this real cheese now, and it's just made such a difference. The bread products have made a difference, the potato,
yeah,
you
sure.
know, and we've ended up on average saving $100,000 a year, and we're giving a lot better meal than what we were.
I'm hungry. Listening, I'm sorry, I'm down in Massachusetts, I'm sorry I'm not closer. I come up for a meal, and that brings me around to something else. Do you feed others than the people in the prison? Do you have a program like we're talking this week about hunger in America, feeding America, people donating. Do you do any of that?
We donate a lot of product as far as items that we grow. We not only provide for our kitchen, but 2 years ago before COVID, we donated 20,000 pounds of fruit and vegetable to local pantries. Last year, because of COVID and the fact that the pantry had some issues and had an outbreak, we were only able to do about 10,000 pounds, and we were limited too on just staff during this situation. But we're very active in donating that. As far as meals, we aren't allowed to do that.
Yeah.
You know, but we do, that is a big part, and it's important for the residents to that they feel it's important to them to give back to the community. So,
well, it's a great story. I mean, there are a number of great stories in here, frankly. I was talking about food security in terms of seeds, and I don't know if you heard me talking about the four companies around the world that are controlling seeds. Do you not have to buy seeds? Can you take the seeds from the things you grow, dry them, and use those seeds for the next season?
We do seed saving, and we're working more and more towards that. I was very pleased to hear you speak about that, because I don't think there's enough being told about that type of situation. And I've been involved in Seed Savers for a long time myself at my own farm, and we're doing a lot of work that way and hope to do more. In fact, we would like to see our program come to the point where we could provide seeds not only to our facility but the other facilities in the state that are having gardens and things. So it's very important and a good chance to have another form of education in this whole program.
Absolutely. Mark McBride, what a great story. We continue with him. The Mountain View Correctional Facility in Charleston, Maine is where he's located. He's got a family farm. I want to talk more about your farm, you, your wife, the children, and how they're working there with you as well. As we continue on the American Family Farmer, question about what you know and what you don't know. Do you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow is given the same attention they've given to their pillows, to towels and sheets. Proprietary technology in all the MyPillow towels makes them highly absorbent, soft to the touch. That lotion-y feel, gonzo. Every Giza Dream sheet is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a really fine finish, heavy sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes. Don't forget about their new My Slippers as well. You can see that and all the other products in the product catalog. You can get online at MyPillow.com. 60-day money-back guarantee with everything. So visit MyPillow.com. Learn more right now. For all the listeners to this program, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets, buy one, get one free. That's cool. Use the promo code DJV at checkout. And don't forget the MyPillow My Slippers, 40% off as well, the regular price. This is a fabulous product with MyPillow Fill and Impact Gel and Comfort Memory. This is a very absorbent. It's very good for your feet. Moccasin slip-on style. Check it out along with all the other fabulous deals, fabulous products at MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the code DJV when you order at MyPillow.com. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Back with Mark McBride from Maine. You and your wife and your family, you were talking about that. I know that there are 7 or 8 acres that you farm with the inmates at the correctional facility. What are you and your wife, and you said you had, I think, 7 children. How many of them are still around, and do they work with you and your wife on the farm that you have outside of going to work at the correctional facility every day?
All of the children were very active at the time that we were in just, you know, full swing. At this point, they have jobs and things that they do of their own. You know, right now we're down to the point of we have a few chickens. We've, you know, mainly what we do is for our family and friends that we have. We do produce a little extra. We have chickens. We've raised several pigs, and you know, we raise a beef critter for our meat, and just we've always been felt it was pretty important to raise as much food as we could for ourselves.
But you know, that's, as I'm sure you know, that is the way America developed. Most people 100 years or so ago had their own cow. They had their own garden. They were responsible. There were no grocery stores. There were no food stores. You couldn't go down the street. If you wanted to survive, you had to grow your own food. And so everybody had a cow. A lot of people had goats. They all had their own gardens. And they knew how to put stuff up so they would save, you know, they could save the food they grew, excess food, for the wintertime. That's how, so it sounds to me like that's what you kind of do on your farm. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear.
Well, fortunately, both of my grandparents were farmers, and one, my mother's father particularly, it was one of those things that when I got out of school, the day after I got out of school, I took a bus down to his place. He picked me up. I stayed there at his farm until the day before school, and even reluctantly went back then. It was kind of hard when your father's the superintendent of schools to skip out on that, but I spent my time there, and my mother would tell a story, just I'll go through quickly, that during the Depression, she would have kids that she went to school with that were from the city, you know, half hour away from where their farm was, come and stay with her for the weekend, and when she was done the weekend, several times they would say, "We didn't know you were rich." And you know, she said, "Well, we're not rich." She said, "Well, the way you eat, you have all this, you know, bacon and all these things." But it was because that's what they produced. And even during the Depression, it didn't affect them like it did the people in the city.
Pretty amazing reality. Although I think more and more people are going back to it, maybe because of what's happened in the last year or so. We all know what happened a year ago. There was no food on the shelves in the markets. So people started finding out where their farms were. This past year, I'm sure up in Maine, it was the same with people finding the farm. Farms growing more, having more profitable season. This year will probably be the same. I think now that people have become awakened to the reality of what actually can be grown nearby farmers markets. I think you said there were a number of farmers markets up there. I would think one of the great things to go to Maine to the farmers market would be to get those Maine blueberries, man, and to get some of the potatoes. That's right. I'd go up there. I'd take a trip up there just to get that stuff. Well, anyway, Mark, you're to be congratulated. It's a great story. I like the way you're treating the food waste. I'm sure you use that back in the garden again, the bakery program, all the people that are served, the meals that you have to serve to the inmates. It really is a great story. And I'm glad to have had the opportunity to tell it. Mark McBride here from the Mountain View Correctional Facility in Charleston, Maine, and from his own family farm. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
That's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with some thoughts. I usually spend the last few minutes of the program talking about things that are near and dear or things that maybe I think you should be thinking about. This is National Gardening Week, in case you didn't know it. Encouraging people to give gardeners a shove and a shovel, so to speak, so that they can begin their gardening journey for the year. I think gardening, you heard me just talking about how it used to be. Most of you who are on the family farm now that are listening to this program know, or probably have relatives, grandparents, great-grandparents, who did just as I described. Everybody had a cow. Everybody grew their own food. Everybody took care of themselves. Don't do that now. We have these big corporations that really, as I've said, we talked earlier about seeds, people that are in charge of whether it's Whole Foods and that ilk that has a certain identity. Trader Joe's have a certain identity. The big food chains have a certain identity. Costco selling hot dogs for $1.50, you know, that kind of stuff. Anyway, I love gardening. I have a big garden on my farm. I find I don't have enough time to spend in it because there are other things I got to do on the farm, but I have the folks that are here that are living nearby take, you know, whatever time they have, grow whatever they want. I give them the land, and we all share. But as National Gardening Week has arrived, think about maybe warming up. You got your green fingers ready? Let's get planting. Let's prepare for the summer growing season. If you can, find some personal space and get out there and garden. It's, I think, just really is a cool, cool thing. And also this week, we are focusing on the various programs that I do on feeding America and Americans. That's one of the things that really bothers me about our system. A lot of food gets wasted and thrown away every day because of stupid laws. Perhaps good intentions on the part of people who have passed them, but they've turned out to be just plain stupid. And that's why there are people across America who are starving. Hunger in our country is at an all-time high. COVID is one reason. Stupid laws are another reason. People waiting in line. People, we don't even think about this other than if you go back to the Dust Bowl era and the recession in the late 20s and the 1930s, people were in line for food there. And now that number, the way that it looks with people needing to be fed, that's why we're asking you to help us during the Feeding America Radio-a-thon, which has gone on through this past week and through the weekend. You can donate, if you'd like to, $1 buys 10 meals. All the food to radio, to Feeding America, is all donated. So if you would like to help the Feeding America Radiothon, you can go to radiocares.org, or you can text 662266, and they'll send the donation link to your phone. They'll raise $1 million or more over the course of the next few days. So if you can give a gift, it would be nice to help you promote and provide healthy meals for those who just don't have it. It's amazing we have hunger. And we'd like not to have hunger-free America would be a good goal. If you give even $5, you know, we talk about going to Starbucks. If you know somebody who's still smoking, get them to quit and put that money into a donation to feed as many people as possible. 37 million people in the U.S. struggle with hunger every day. That wouldn't happen if we had people growing their own food, right, like used to be the case. But people don't have either, or they say they don't have the time. I don't know that that's true. I think a lot of people could find time if they really wanted to, instead of watching as much TV or whatever. Get physical, get active, and grow some food for yourself. Maybe share it with others. There's a wonderful feeling, as I said, when I feel when I go to the garden or when I'm looking at the animals. We're milking cows again, a few of them on the farm's kind of fun to just play, you know, take the square. I've always been somebody who loved to have fun on the farm, and so you can do that and you can help other people at the same time. By the way, our latest podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com focuses on the root causes of the food problems that we're having. It's all about huge conglomerates. You know that. I know that. That's what I talked about at the beginning of the program. Also on the current podcast, we talk about gases from both ends of the cows and how methane is being handled and treated by what cows are being fed. We also talk to Craig Watts, who's been, he's a fellow that is focused on these giant companies that are controlling the meat supply and what we need to know about that, the unjust food system problems we have. So check it all out in our podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Doug Steffen.
Now, now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.